Okay, Mishnah Beis. We said in the previous Mishnah that when you have two different doughs that were made, and you don't have a shear of a dough that would be chayv and chal unless the two doughs are combined. So now you have these two doughs that are sitting on the train. They're going to go in the oven, and they're sitting next to each other in the train. They touch to one another such that they are noshcho, such that they are biting to one another, that if you'd pull them apart, they'd pull off a little bit from each other's dough. So we said that if they belong to one person, and they are made from the same kind of flour, so then that's going to be chayv and chal. They combine to add up to the shear of a dough, that would be chayv and chal. But if they're made up from two different kinds of flours, so then when they are touching together, they're not going to combine to add up to the size of a dough that would require chal being taken off. So now the Mishnah says, okay, so what you told me is that there's a difference between min b'mino, when the dough is made out of the same kind of flour, the two different doughs are made out of a min and it's mino, in other words, the same kind of flour, or versus two doughs where they're made out of shalom amino, where it's one min and something that's in amino, that's not the same type of flour. So now the Mishnah wants to know, ezuhu min b'mino, well, what exactly constitutes min b'mino, where it's the same kind of flour? So it says the Mishnah, hachitim einan mitzrafas im hakol elem hakusmin. Wheat doesn't combine with everything. The only thing that it combines with is spelt. In other words, wheat, if you had these, again, we're not talking about where you needed everything together. If you needed the two doughs together entirely, then there'd be nothing to talk about. That would be the opening Mishnah of the Masechta. Right now we're talking about, you made two separate doughs and they're sitting together in the same tray and they touch to one another. So now when that happens, the only thing that wheat would combine with to add up to the shear of challah is if there was a wheat flour dough and a spelt flour dough. But not if you have a wheat flour dough and a barley flour dough, or a wheat flour dough and an oat or rye, or an oat or rye dough. Okay, now that's when it comes to wheat. Hasorim mitzarves im hakol. But barley though, if you have a barley flour dough, that would combine with everything chutz menachitim except for wheat. In other words, if you have a barley flour dough sitting on the same tray as either an oat flour dough or a rye flour dough or a spelt flour dough, they all would combine to add up to the share of a dough that would require taking off challah. Okay, that's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Now, says Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Sha'ar Haminim, the other kinds, in other words, the other kinds of flours, either spelt flour or oat flour or rye flour, mitzdarfin zemze, they combine with one another. In other words, if you have an oat flour dough and a rye flour dough, and they are sitting on the same train, they touch one another such that they are biting each other, so then that can comprise the share of a dough that would require taking off challah. Now, the question, I guess, that we'd have to figure out is, where does the Tanakhama sit in that? It doesn't seem like the Tanakhama really weighed in on that. It just sounded like he said, well, wheat combines with spelt, and barley combines with everything except for wheat. Okay, so what about spelt with rye, or rye with oat, or oat with spelt? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is saying, I'm telling you that these things, spelt, oat, rye, and spelt, combined with one another. So there are different opinions about what the Tanakhama holds. There's two major opinions. One opinion from the Rash, actually, is that according to the Tanakhama, what the halach is that wheat combines only with spelt. Barley combines with spelt, or oat, or rye, and the other things, in other words, oat, rye, and spelt, do not combine with one another. But Rav Yochanan ben Nuri is therefore coming to disagree with the Tanakhama. He's saying, well, actually, I hold that oat, rye, and spelt do combine with one another. That's one take in the mission of how to understand the Machlokas. The second understanding is that actually the Tanakhama is just not certain. He's not very certain if oat, rye, and spelt doughs would combine with one another if they were touching, if the two different doughs were touching on the same tray. So he's mesupik, he's not certain. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri comes along to be a lot more assertive. He's saying definitively that oat, rye, or spelt doughs do combine with one another to comprise the shir chala. Okay, so what do we say in this mission? What we said is we're trying to figure out what constitutes a min bimino case, where you have the two doughs that are sitting on the same tray and they touch one another, if now they can comprise the shir of chala. So what's considered min bimino? So the Mishnah says, according to the Tanakhama, that wheat together with spelt, but not wheat together with anything else, or barley together with anything except for wheat. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri comes along and he disagrees and he says, well, or potentially disagrees, and he's saying that oat rye and spelt doughs combine with one another. Okay.